presentation, 8th of May, patient Thomas D. Wieland, W-E-I-L-A-N-D, date of birth 1-13-1940. Thomas Wieland was seen for evaluation of multinodular goiter bepargoff. He had been found to have a multinodular goiter based on an ultrasound study of his thyroid gland, subsequent to a carotid ultrasound which showed a thyroid nodule bepargoff. At this time, he is feeling as good as no difficulty swallowing or hoarseness and does not have symptoms of thyroid hormone imbalance bepargoff. Past history significant for chronic lung disease subsequent to asbestos exposure. Period, he has type 2 diabetes and hyperlipidemia, and previously had prostate cancer, common receiving radiation therapy bepargoff. Family history is non-contributory bepargoff. Social history, he worked as a welder in the past, and has a positive family history of a thyroid nodule in one of his children. Period. He does not smoke or drink alcohol. Bepargoff. Current medications, colon. Nifedipine XL, 60 milligrams daily, comma, losartan, 100 milligrams daily, comma, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma, limipride, 2 milligrams daily, comma, omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily, comma, bydureon injection, 2 milligrams weekly, okay, daily, comma, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, comma, Emgality injection, 120 milligrams as needed, comma, Trelegy, 200 milligrams daily, 200 micrograms daily, comma, Propranolol, 80 milligrams extended release daily, comma, testosterone gel and other skin preparations per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for closed systems evaluation apart from migraine and sleep apnea syndrome. Period. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 76, comma, 877 pounds, BMI 24.7, period, the pulse 70 per minute, comma, occasional skip beats. Part of the thyroid gland was down, palpable zonectal lymphadenopathy, period, the house or normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral exam was grossly intact. Paragraph. Recent thyroid function test is satisfactory with the free T4 0.92, comma, TSH 0.72, per paragraph. Impression. Multinodular goiter based on the ultrasound report. Comma, he also has history of prostate cancer and sleep apnea syndrome and hyperlipidemia, per paragraph. The nodules are small, comma, less than 1.0 centimeters in maximum diameter, and are probably long-standing, per paragraph. At this point, comma, I recommend conservative management and ask him to come back for follow-up about 6 months with a repeat ultrasound of his thyroid gland in the next 6 to 12 months, per paragraph. Next patient, Joseph A. La Caprara, capital L-A, capital C-A-P-R-A-R-A, date of birth 1-18-1975. Joseph La Caprara was seen for evaluation of hyperprolactinemia, per paragraph. He was found to have an elevated prolactin level and does not have symptoms such as headaches, common visual disturbance. Per paragraph, he had previously been placed on cabergoline, but this was apparently not effective, period. Paragraph, he has a history of hypogonadism and bipolar disorder, and DVTs and pulmonary embolism. Per paragraph, family history is not contributory. Paragraph, social history, he works for Smiles for Miles and apparently lifts a lot in his occupation, period. He does not smoke or drink alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, Zyprexa, 40 milligrams daily, comma, effects are 112.5 milligrams daily, comma, Clonopin twice daily, comma, Suboxone 8 milligrams 4 times daily, comma, Lamictal 300 milligrams and Xarelto 20 milligrams daily. He's also on testosterone 200 micrograms every 2 weeks. Period. Paragraph during review is under remarkable 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph on examination, blood pressure 130 over 76, comma, weight 278 pounds, and BMI is 39.9, period, the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there were no abnormal lymph nodes, masses, and palpable neck, period, the house's normal lymphs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Period. Paragraph, I reviewed lab studies which show a prolactin level of 53.7, comma, vitamin D 28, and testosterone level of 556. Preparative depression, hyperprolactinemia, comma, likely is drug induced from his psychiatric medication, comma, hypogonadism, comma, bipolar disorder, and increased weight. Per paragraph. At this point, comma, I've recommended no further investigations or treatment for his mild hyperprolactinemia. Per paragraph. No follow-up is indicated. Per paragraph. Next patient. Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, J. Sale, S-A-L-E, date of birth 2/28/1949. Martha Sale was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism. Per paragraph. She has been on thyroid hormone for many years, comma, has no specific complaints, such as aches or cramps or other symptoms of a thyroid hormone imbalance, per paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for type 2 diabetes, and comma, hypertension and hyperlipidemia, per paragraph. Surgical history, thyroidectomy 1982 for goiter, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, per paragraph. Social history, colon, she works in a factory and also has worked in real estate, does not smoke or drink alcohol. Paragraph, current medications, colon, synthroid 0.125 milligrams daily, comma, metoprolol succinate 100 milligrams daily, comma, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, comma, losartan 100 milligrams daily, comma, metformin 500 milligrams twice daily, comma, calcium, comma, vitamin D, and probiotics. Paragraph, general review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph, on examination blood pressure 140 over 84, comma, weight 195 pounds, the BMI is 35, period. It was a healed thyroidectomy scar, but no like lymphadenopathy, period. The Hudson's normal lymph were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period. Paragraph. I reviewed the recent lab test, which shows a TSH of 0.227, comma, suppressed, comma, blood count is normal, period. Paragraph impression. Post-surgical hypothyroidism, comma, type 2 diabetes well-controlled, comma, hypertension and hyperlipidemia, paragraph. I've asked him to change the levothyroxine to 0.112 micrograms, one pill daily, and follow up in November 2023. Paragraph, next patient. Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E, Proffer, P-R-O-F-F-E-R, date of birth 9/8/1957. Margaret Proffer was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism. Paragraph. Previously, comma, she had surgery with thyroidectomy, during which an incidental thyroid cancer was found back in 2005 and 2006. Period. Paragraph. Her thyroid medication has been altered, and currently she's on Synthroid 0.125 milligrams, comma, 5 days per week. Paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise noted for tonsillectomy and hip replacement and knee replacement. Paragraph. Social history, she's worked in pharmacy but is now retired. Comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol. Paragraph. Current medications, colon, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, comma, levothyroxine 0.125 milligrams 6 days per week. Paragraph. General review is unremarkable apart from the surgical history, as noted. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 140 over 90, comma, weight 251 pounds, and BMI is 48.2, period. Pulse of 66 per minute, comma, regular sinus rhythm, period. It was healed thyroidectomy scar, but no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The house where normal lungs were clear, the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph, I have reviewed the recent lab tests that have been performed over the last 6 to 12 months. per paragraph. Impression, postoperative hypothyroidism and incidental thyroid cancer, per paragraph. I have changed the medication to levothyroxine. five pills per week, period. Paragraph. She's advised to discontinue biotin, which might interfere with thyroid hormone measurements, and will return for follow-up in about 2 months, per paragraph and dictation.